Hello, my name is Rakke Patel. I just wanted to call and say that I fucking love you guys. I listen to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You make me laugh so hard. I actually hit goat last week. And it is a big thing to hit a goat where I come from. It is a bad omen, but I was giggling the whole way home. I just wanted to call and thank you guys for all of the shits and giggles.
Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. Hello and welcome to the Prime Podcast here on Rogue Intel. You can subscribe to us if you'd like, stream us live on Rogue Intel and Periscope, or even call us at 410-989-1734. I'm Duff, I'm your producer guy with buttons. With me as always are my compatriots, Carrie and Lint. Hello!
What Howdy.
What up, motherfuckers?
How are you? It's Friday!
Thank goodness.
I'm good, it's Saturday here.
Well, la-di-da, I'm glad it's Saturday there. But for us, it is Friday night, so we just got off work. We don't have to go in tomorrow. We're still exhausted because we worked all week, but everything's getting better from this point on.
Until Sunday.
That was actually a perch to work overtime.
Oh, no. What, and today?
Come in tomorrow.
Have they met you?
I know, right? And I just looked at her and I went, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Because I had my earbuds in. So I actually held up the phone and turned it and showed that I was turning it up. I was like, what? What? And she just laughed and walked away.
Oh, Jesus. That's a little...
I'm having trouble hearing you over my weekend. It's too loud.
Yeah, that's a little inconsiderate. I mean, I'm sorry. If you're going to be asked to work the weekend, it's common courtesy to ask a little bit before Friday.
They never do. They always do it last minute. And I even said to them, I was like, why? I've only done like 50 work objects today. And that was at near the end of the day.
Wow, that must have been a crazy day for you.
It was so... fucking boring. And I was like, why? There's not going to be anything to do. Oh, this is just in case. I was like, well, how about this? If there is any and there's a lot, call me and I'll let you know. But I'm not coming in here to turn around and go back home.
Well, you should have just let them know your car's being worked on tomorrow. Because it's true. I'm going to be working on your car tomorrow.
If they call me, which they won't. Because I sure as fuck didn't give them my number, and if they don't know where to look to find it, that's not my problem.
You're just cruel.
Yeah, well.
You're cruel and
but
unusual.
But they ask me because I can work pretty quickly, and it's like today it was so slow, I was begging for stuff to do, and they were giving everybody else little jobs to do, and they kept me doing the few that kept coming in because I could get it done by myself, and it's like... this sucks. So I get up, walk around, go talk to like Melissa and different people and just go outside. Come back, there'd be like three or four. I'd sit down for about 7 minutes, get back up because I'd be done. It's a long, long day.
What is a work object?
It's... we, as a company, don't actually get the, like, if somebody sends in like an application or a change or any piece of mail, it goes to another company, they scan it, put it in the system, and send it over to us. So each piece of mail is its own work object. Or if they go onto the website and fill out an application that way, that becomes a work object that goes to a different company and then comes to us. So it, yeah. Dum, da, dum, dum, dum.
I don't know, just all that office shit, I have no idea about that. It all just sounds like, oh, we created a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so other people can do, like, other jobs. Mm-hmm. That could probably be handled with, like, one little algorithm or something.
Pretty much.
Eh.
Oh, I tried office work. Remember when I first started on Prime and I was doing the overnight shifts in the office?
No, I don't think you ever divulged that information. You must know us now.
Fucking nightmare. It was just like, you guys have what I'm assuming like the projects and stuff over there. We have them here, they're called Housing Commission. And anyone that lives in Housing Commission, they're more than likely paid by the government to exist and have children and probably have a crack habit. But anyway, and sometimes things go wrong with these houses, as all things do. So I was at a call center and people would call in and go, "Oh, my fucking roof's leaking." "Oh, really? Can you see where it's coming from?" "Yeah, the hole that my husband put in it with the fucking shotgun." Like, all right, we'll get someone to go out there and fix it right away. And that's what I did from, like, 2 in the morning till 10 a.m. And it was just, terrible.
Yeah, I
would not. The air conditioning just makes me sick. On the plus side, I had heaps of time to myself.
Yeah. The one thing about working in a cubicle that I like is being able to put your earphones on and just not listen to any of the crap going on outside of the cubicle. The bad news is I'm up and down all day, so I really don't ever have time to put my earphones on, so it really sucks.
See, on Wednesdays and Fridays, by the time we get to the show, I've already had earbuds on for about 8 hours.
Ah.
So
you guys are allowed to wear?
Yeah, hell yeah. That's the only way I can make it there.
Awesome.
Well, she does data processing, so there's really no need for a phone to be attached to her.
No, they tell us you have not been trained in the company way of talking to people on the phone. You won't be on the phone. It's like, hey, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. I don't want to, I don't know more.
Every time they book you in for training, just accidentally be, like, washing your hair that day or something.
No, it customer service is its own beast in a different building, and it's not something I want to do. If they said, well, you know, the only way you're going to get a permanent slot is to go to customer service, I would never be permanent. Because the first time somebody call in and start cussing me, I don't have the patience for it anymore.
Yeah.
I can just imagine that someone's on ringing up and giving you an earful, and you just fucking straight back at them.
Oh, I would. At this point, I would, because I've done customer service in one way, shape, or form for years and years, and you know there were times where I would be cussed up one side and down the other to the point where I couldn't even get a word in, and used to be able to sit there and just take it. And now it's like, I can't even go to a grocery store and have someone look at me sideways. I want to rip their throat out. So.
I know that feeling. Well, there's fucking, when people are on the wrong side of the aisle with their shopping cart.
Yes. It's like, do you not drive on a road?
Yeah, do you not fucking understand? And people do it in, I don't know what your malls are like there, but here you've got two lanes and there's like shitty shops in the middle.
Yeah,
we and they have like the where they sell you fucking knockoff phone covers and shit. Mm-hmm. Or some guy that's like fixing shoes and cutting keys. Yeah. And so we drive on the left here. So if you go on that way, go on the fucking left and same on the way back. But you have people that walk like 5 abreast the wrong way.
Exactly.
And they're also walking slow as dick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, oh my fucking God. And you see the little old men who are the opposite. They're like, they're in their scooters and they're fanging through it like fucking 50 kilometers an hour, not giving a fuck about anybody.
Yeah, I've always wanted to walk right through those people. And when they give me dirty looks, just point to the other aisle and be like, you should be over there, douchebag.
It's like, you know, every once in a while he'll feel sentimental and want to hold my hand. I have to let go because he starts dragging me up the damn mall. It's like, I can't walk as fast as you. I'm not going to body slam people. Just let go.
But where is the fun in that? Like, seriously,
I mean, we could clothesline a few, I'm sure.
Where is the fun in that?
Men have 3 speeds. The first speed is not moving, and that's when we're hungry. The second speed is general walking speed. This is reserved for going to the car, from the car to other places. And then there's shopping mall speed, and that's like fucking light speed, because you want to get in and get the fuck out of there as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I walk pretty fast, but he drags me. feel like a toddler being drugged through the store or something. It's like, let go.
I should get a leash.
Probably. That way
hold
I can
daddy's
just
hand.
Sit down. You can drag me or something. I don't know.
Does he have to take you into the parents' room when you need to pee?
No.
Only if I'm horny.
I'm quite potty trained. Thank you.
Oh, but you never know. It doesn't want you going into the bathroom by yourself. Not all these transgender men taking up the women's rooms.
Yeah, true.
Oh, come on. I really... all right. You haven't seen Carrie very much because she doesn't like to be on the camera.
And what does that mean?
But Carrie could take control of a situation. Like, it doesn't matter.
Carrie can fuck some shit up.
Yes, Carrie can FSU. Yeah, so I don't worry about Carrie too much, unless there's a gun or a knife or something involved. But if it's just some dude trying to be like a douche canoe, yeah, she can handle herself.
That's another one of my sayings, douche canoe.
Is that a colloquialism there? Like douche canoe, like a canoe specifically made for carrying douches.
No, I came up with that a long time ago.
See, and I came up, Carrie came up with douche canoe, I was... all about the dork nozzle. But it dork appears nozzle. That, like, I've actually heard douche canoe on TV. And it's like, God damn it, they're not even paying her a royalty.
I know, right? Maybe I should start saying dork nozzle more and get that out there. I mean, I've got Grumper down in Australia now.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing that everywhere. You guys, this is another one you got to learn, is a pus nut dribble dick bleeding bum scab.
Wow.
That's a fantastic term to use for people. Speaking of terms and made-up words, I've got an article here from CNN. It was talking about the new words that have made it into the Oxford English Dictionary. Okay, so the latest edition of the Oxford Dictionary, which includes more than 1,000 updated entries and 1,200 additions, also features an ode to Roald Dahl, which is like... But apparently, or Dahl-esque inventions.
Roald Dahl is an amazing writer. He did...
If you're six.
No, dude, he did Matilda. He did BFG. He did Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator. He did The Witches. He did so many damn good books.
I've not read any of them.
You've seen Matilda. You've seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I'm sure. You've seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, but it's never the same as the book, is it? Like, that's always a common argument.
No, it's really not. But, I mean, Witches was very, very, very close to the book, as was Matilda.
Like Oompa Loompa has made it in.
It's about fucking time. That book only came out when, in the 70s?
What do you mean it's about fucking time? It's still a made-up word.
That's been in modern-day society since the 70s.
At one point, all words were made up.
Exactly.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you very much.
Mm. Anyway, human bean, as in the bean sprout, and also scrumdiddlyumptious.
Okay, so those are all Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl words, yeah, but we're going to talk a little bit more about the colloquialisms of modern-day people, like the word moobs.
Man boobs?
Man boobs, yeah. Carrie, you on the article? Do you want to take a couple of these?
Let's see. There's freemium, which is a business model that offers a product free but charges for special features, so just about any app that you want to download is... freemium.
Imagine if you get like freemium prostitutes. Well, they'll come over for free, but like,
yeah, they'll sit with you for free, but you got to up-talk them into other services.
Which is another one.
And then you have squee.
Squee.
Squee is definitely a good word.
Vom, short for vomit. It's not even that long of a word. Like, you don't need to abbreviate it. It's just fucking lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Gender fluid. Tim, you know what my gender fluid is? Sperm.
Yeah.
That's a fluid that my gender produces.
Man jizz.
Man jizz. Nut butter. But this is says when it's when someone's gender identity shifts between masculine and feminine. It's like really like does it, like if I'm watching Rambo and I'm all like, oh hoorah, and I slam down beers, and then I go watch PS I Love You and I eat a block of I don't know, Cadbury milk, hazelnut, chocolate, and cry a little bit. Does that make me gender fluid?
I don't know. I think it makes you lint.
Or dust.
Yeah, that's just me.
Or me, yeah. Oh, man, it makes me me.
If I'm hungover, I cry in movies all the time. Like, I can't. Just happy moments, sad moments. Just like when there's like a pretty dog on the screen, I just burst into tears. I'm fucking terrible.
God. Yeah, I don't even need to be hungover for that shit. That's just me on a Thursday.
That's only me I'm at a certain time of the month. Typically, I'm not a big crybaby like that.
Duff, this one's for you because you've got that bit of the Jersey accent, I think. The forget about it.
Forget about it. Yeah. That's actually forget a Brooklyn thing.
Oh, is it? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's a Brooklyn thing.
From there.
If like when you're on the Brooklyn Bridge and you're going like out towards Jersey, it says forget about it. Now leaving Brooklyn.
Forget about it. Go give me a pretzel. Yeah. I think that concludes that.
But, there's also non-apology, which is
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to give a non-apology for giving a fuck about any of these words.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, not really. So yeah, I think that that's pretty much done. And now that I'm all angry and shit over words like YOLO and god damn. Well, let's move on to other rageful news. Ford. Do I need to say more?
Found on road dead.
Oh, we just lost about 80 viewers.
Well, that's okay.
Holden versus Ford in Australia is the biggest fucking thing. Like, the Facebook page is dedicated to just hating people that like the driver Ford, or the same for Holden.
See, I've never been a fan of Fords. My two first cars were Fords, and I pretty much blew them up because they were just built like shit. Now, I don't want anyone to get their camos in a bunch. Ford does, like, totally run the market when it comes to pickup trucks. That being said, all small car production that already hasn't been produced in Mexico is now moving to Mexico.
Well, that means when Trump builds the wall, there'll be no more Fords in the U.S.
God, yeah!
No, he'll make a fucking tunnel.
You know, I was going to make that joke, but you took away my fire.
Hey, bitch!
You took away my fire.
I'm good like that.
All right. In the next 2 years, Ford will no longer build any small cars in the U.S., the automaker basically said Wednesday. The Focus, the C-Max, are the only small cars still assembled in the U.S., and, of course, they'll be moving to Mexico as well as, you know, all the other shit. So,
Well, maybe if we give them enough jobs, they'll stop coming here illegally.
Well, see, it's funny that you mentioned jobs.
I'm not even that racist.
No, we're not being racist here. She's being factual.
I can be racist. Give me a minute.
No, she's being factual.
Hispanic's enough of a minority for anyone to give a shit if you kind of call them out on stuff?
Ask your drummer.
Yeah, but we call him the Mexican all the time. He knows he fucking pushes mowers for a living.
But check it.
He doesn't actually. He has the best job in the world.
No, we have the best
job. He rides motorbikes for a living.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah, our job's pretty cool, too. If I could do this on a motorbike, I think my head would explode.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Ford has said it's opening a new plant in Mexico that would employ 2,800 workers there. So,
and then design
it's about,
here.
It's about 40% of Mexico.
Here's where I get racist. If they develop machinery in there that mimics how they would use landscaping equipment, they'd probably be really adept at it.
Like they paint the cars by like there's a lawnmower, but with paintbrushes on the bottom in a circle.
Or no, like they use the for like pests. The sides and stuff where you have to like pump it and it has like the hose.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. That'll work. And they're like, they've got a leaf blower to blow up the tires and
there
shit.
There you go.
Perfect.
See?
Now, here's something I didn't know. The Ford Focus RS, which is a car that I actually think looks sexy, it's actually made in Germany. So that car is still safe to get if you want to support an American motor company that boats all of its work out to Mexico and Germany.
You remember the last thing that happened when we started supporting shit that Germany did?
Wasn't that called the wonderful time of the Nazi?
The wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the Nazi. Birds are singing, swastikas are painted everywhere.
Hellfire in the chat room says, 2,800 workers, and you'll only need 100 trucks to bring them to work.
Fuck Hellfire, you nasty piece of shit. I love you.
Yeah, I Hellfire is my buddy. I love him so much. Hellfire, thank you for that. Now, again, the Ford trucks, the F-250s, are made in Kentucky. Isn't that where all Toyotas are pretty much made for the U.S. market? Maybe you should go fucking buy a Toyota.
I thought Toyota moved to, I don't know, some fucking Asian country. They did here.
Toyota left is Australia. A Japan company. They are a Japanese company. But when it comes to the U.S. market, all Toyotas are built here, unless we're talking about some, like, funky import, like super souped-up racing, like, rice burners.
Yeah. The context behind the Japanese import thing. We had a big debacle here only a couple of years ago about our Toyota factory shutting down and shipping elsewhere.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember too much about it because I didn't really care because I don't work at a fucking Toyota factory. But I know it was a thing. And if anyone here did get made redundant in a Toyota factory, that sucks.
And that was
Lynn. Move to Japan. Update. There's plenty.
He doesn't know what happened, but something did happen.
Oh, man.
Something definitely happened. Fucking Google it. I don't know. I'm not here to talk about relevant shit. It's not my job. Yeah.
Maybe if you would have watched the movie Gung Ho, you would have been more informed.
Neither of those are words, so no.
All right. Well, so that's my ranting. Don't buy Ford because unless they're built in America, they're not worth buying. And even though they are sometimes built, rarely in America, they're still an American company that makes most of their money from foreign cheap labor. So fuck you, Ford.
Oh, well, that's where you got to go to get anything fucking done. I mean, you start a company to make a profit. If you can get someone to do it for cheaper than someone else, fucking do it.
Yeah, but don't, at the same time, go and spend millions on ad campaigns claiming to be, like, the best American company.
They're still a great American company. And you know what? If the fucking 5-year-olds don't like making cars in third world conditions, they can fucking quit.
Yeah, well, I'm going to buy Toyota. That's all I got to say about that.
You like Quiet Pete's very big Toyota guy, too. He's got a Land Cruiser.
Land Cruisers are big motherfuckers, but they are good cars.
Pete's like 6'5" with a big beard, man. He's got to have a big car.
Yeah, yeah. I've had two Siennas now, and I love all of them. And considering both of them were extremely used when I got my hands on them, and they still ran beautifully, that goes to tell you that having 175,000 miles on a Toyota is nothing.
Miles. So what's that, about 6 kilometers?
About 6, yeah.
Let's get my tagline for everything now. 6 kilometers.
And some of the Toyotas they make are so cute. Look at the Yaris.
Ew.
It's cute. I wouldn't buy one. I wouldn't be caught dead driving one, but they're cute.
Fuck that. Carrie, look up the Ford F-650. That's a fucking car. Fuck Toyota off. Have you seen the 650? This thing is just off its tits.
What?
It looks like it is made to mow down school children.
There's an F-650. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's fucking beautiful, yeah.
What the fuck? That's
it's
actually
a big rig.
Oh, my God. There is an F-650. What the shit?
Can you get a screen share it?
Yeah,
anyone watching this live to see, because fuck, it's such a cool car.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, fine. Give me a second.
But you guys call them, what do you call them pickup trucks. We call them utes, short for utility vehicle.
Well, yeah, they're well, this, I don't know what the fuck you'd call this. This is...
Do they, can you buy them with that model on the side? Does that come...
Well, for the price you'd have to pay. I mean, god damn, look at that, it's a 6-door.
Oh, look at how fucking awesome they are.
Why would, that's worse than a Hummer. Why would you want to buy
like,
that?
I want to, I want to pull up to a fucking, to like a Greenpeace meeting in one of these.
That's, you would get spit on.
That's just stupidity.
That's a cool idea. I imagine. That is a cool idea.
Yeah, until you go to get up in it and hit your head on it because you go, you don't duck and roll.
Yeah. Why would you buy it? Like, God. I don't know. Like,
no one. Why? Look at it.
And Mama B in the chat room says, oh, I want one. Jesus Christ. What damn the right, hell would Mama you B. do for it? What would you do
Mama
with
B
it?
Mama B has a tiny little penis like me. That's why we want them, because we have tiny, tiny little penises.
She's got an inverted penis. I know. I came through it. Wah, wah,
wah, wah. That just didn't even sound right.
No, that was a bad sentence.
I'm sorry,
that's
Mom.
Your mother, you filthy being.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that didn't sound right at all.
She's lovely enough to watch the episode, and here you are talking filth like that.
All right. I mean, I can understand getting an F-250 if you want to tow shit around, but Christ almighty.
Your mother would need a ladder to get up in that truck.
Yeah. Even sitting on the shoulders of her husband would not be a good alternative.
We've been dragging this conversation out a little bit.
But enough about all of this stuff. Let's talk about some stuff that is cute.
Well, hopefully it would be cute. I came across an article on Mental Floss. It is a fabric that they've just come up with that can be used to charge like your smartwatch, your phone, because it uses sunlight and motion to build up electricity.
Also, it's like a kinetic energy thing. That's pretty cool.
And the fibers are lightweight and low cost, so it's not like, you know, a little piece of it's going to cost arm and leg. It can be weaved on a regular machine, doesn't need anything special. And it doesn't even have to be worn by a human. You can make it into curtains. You know, they're getting sunlight. If the wind's blowing, they're getting movement. It could be flags. It could be anything. It could even be, they could probably make clothing out of it. And you'd probably be able to generate enough electricity to definitely keep your phone charged all damn day.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting. I don't know how the hell it works. And me being a tech guy, I kind of want to, like, photovoltaic cells, solar cells, I know how those work. But fabric, that's just a whole new dimension of whoa.
Yeah, they...
Well, think about it just logically for a second. I mean, remember that you used to have, like, the carbon fiber rod or the Perspex rod in high school, and you'd rub it with a chamois and then hold it up to the dripping tap? Or the running tap, and you see the water bend around it because it would build up static electricity. If you've got all these fibers rubbing against each other from movement that are woven in and out of each other, when you move the fabric, it's going to be rubbing against each other, creating static electricity. All you need to do is find a way to channel that down the fibers and into something to capture it, I guess.
I am in awe of you, good sir, because I was in special ed, and I didn't get science class like that, so you just blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, the fabric's made out of solar cell cables woven with fibers that produce electricity when they rub together.
Holy shit, that's so fucking cool!
And they tested a 4x5 centimeter scrap of the fabric, and it was... Just from, you know, someone shaking hands and being in the sunlight, they had enough to keep their smartwatch running.
Wow. And with smartwatches still having a battery life of no more than 8 hours standard runtime, it would be really, really cool to have this as an accessorizer.
I mean, just any piece of clothing you put on, you know, it wouldn't even need to be the whole piece of clothing. It could just be... Like a patch of
the
it,
pattern on the front,
or like a piece on like the shoulder, so that if you're outside, it's definitely getting hit by the sun. And you know, your arms are moving, so your shoulder's moving. There's your motion, you know, that right there. You could, oh, I need to charge my phone up a little bit, you know, go outside, you know, on a 15-minute break and charge your phone.
Yeah, but see, here's the scary thought. This is the reality that we live in. And I want you to hear me out on this one. if this comes to fruition...
Down the rabbit hole.
Hear me out. If this comes to fruition, how many reports do you think we're going to hear about people walking around outside with one of these on their wrist, whacking off to try and accelerate the charging process?
I think that that's a brilliant idea. I hadn't considered that, but
my
masturbation habits are going to triple. if that's going to keep my phone charged, I mean, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for the social media.
I can see it now. You're going to be out on the balcony going, "Yeah, baby!"
But see, here's
the thing. Standing in the sun with like a full suit, just...
Here's the thing, you know, for the people that would masturbate in public, they don't really need an excuse. They're going to do it anyway.
True.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was thinking more along the lines of like people wearing an entire overcoat made out of this shit and bursting into flames.
Or they'd be dumb enough to have a Samsung, what is it, 7 or whatever it is that blow up?
The Note 7.
Yes. Yes.
Do you Note's a good idea to buy one of those. Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah. All right, I need a drink after that one.
All right, came across a good Christmas gift idea for Duff and Lint. It is a beer mug that promises not to block your view of the television.
Well, how in tarnation are they going to achieve that?
It is
make it out of glass.
Well, it is glass, but the one side that you would be not drinking from, it would be the side that's coming up towards your face when you're taking a drink, is sloped, so that even as you're raising the mug up, it's still staying down out of your line of sight.
Wow. And even if you're not a TV potato head junkie kind of guy, it looks kind of nifty.
It's $11.
Yeah, can't go wrong there. How much does it hold?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's. I thought they just like cut it away, and I was like, well, you can only fill it up halfway then, can't you? But that's clever.
I don't know, but I clicked the link to where I could go buy it, and I found something else for you guys. It's your nuts soap on a rope.
Oh, Jesus Christ, why?
Is it like a little bowl?
No, it's two.
Drop your nuts in?
It looks like walnuts.
Oh, God, no, it looks like acorns.
All right,
oh,
acorns.
God.
It doesn't feel comfortable to wash my testicles with at all. Like... I'd like something like, you know, kind of like a wine glass that I can just like kind of dip them in and swivel it around a bit. Like you know, one of those golf ball washers that they've like got a handle on it?
Well, if you want to get a soap on a rope shaped like two acorns or the potato head's pint glass or whatever, however much it holds, you can go to perpetualkid.com. And while you're doing so, we are going to go on a break, and we're going to play some sponsored ads and promos and some goodness. And when we get back, we are going to be doing everyone's favorite Friday activity, Stump the Chump. So stay tuned.
News flash, it holds a pint.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I want one, and I want one now.
Should we do it like a should we do a Prime podcast, Kris Kringle?
I mean, just think of it. I'd be able to drink a pint on the air without hitting the mic. It would be great. Okay, can I get on with the break now?
Go.
All right. I guess this time for reals now, we're going to go to a break. And when we get back, we are going to be playing the game known as Stump the Chump.
Wait. No, go ahead.
I say, boy, every time I gotta go get new boxing gloves for that daggone chicken hawk, I go to RoganTail.com/Amazon. And I get him the bestest boxing gloves that Amazon can buy. Look at that, he's hitting that dog. That is the dumbest dog I've ever seen.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of me, and very much reflect the hidden recalcitrant inside each and every one of you. There will be topics in bad taste, and many you won't agree with. So keep a leash on your inner SJW and jump on in with an open mind as we explore the controversial. Find us on iTunes, Google Play, or SpokenUnspoken.com.
Hey, it's Clint Daly, host of the Daily Dose Sports Podcast. You know, we release a new podcast every single Wednesday, and we bring you our own unique outlook on the world of sports. You know, we try to give you some actual insight and maybe a common sense approach to sports. Whether it's breaking news, some of the biggest games, or even some sports history, check out the Daily Dose Sports Podcast now on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. The Daily Dose, your daily dose of sports and sarcasm.
This is Bernadette from The Big Bang Theory, and you're listening to the Prime Podcast.
And we're back on Prime.
Yay.
I am so happy it's Prime time. I love Fridays, because Fridays is a day where I get to push this button right here.
If you aren't aware of what Stump the Chump is, every Friday we submit our sound clips, and Carrie and I give them to Duff to put into the show notes so he can pull them out at will and kind of research them before the show.
Why did you mute him?
Because he was about to insinuate that I cheat, and I don't, I promise you. So would you?
I believe you.
Would you like to reform?
No, I was just being a dick.
Stump the Chump.
That whole thing was just so I could be a dick.
I kind of figured that. That's why I muted your ass.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, I love you, man. You know that. All right, Stump the Chump is a game where we try to test each other's knowledge of pop culture history. We've got three rounds: music, movies, and pop culture. And if you're lucky, we might even give you guys a tiebreaker. Music round is first, so Carrie, start us off.
It is from 1981.
Everyone's watching.
Such a great song.
It's such a montage song, you know. Yes. What I mean, like, I feel like just that 30 seconds I've already painted a house, you know, and like put like paint on my wife's nose and like painted the dog. I don't know what it is though.
Yeah, I you know, something's telling me it sticks, but I don't know. It doesn't seem right, but I'm gonna go with it because it's all I got.
And you're totally wrong.
Yeah, I kind of figured. Carrie, break it to me easy. What we got here?
That was from a band called Loverboy.
Son of a bitch.
And the song is called Working for the Weekend.
Oh,
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Yeah, I totally know that song. Damn it. Were they a one-hit wonder kind of band?
Kind of, sort of.
No.
Yeah.
Just because you own an album, one of the 10 they sold, Carrie, doesn't mean they're a popular band.
Fuck you, Lynn.
There we go. All right, this one is from... Oh, geez. This is from the mid-2000s, and it peaked at number 3 in the U.S. and number 33 in the Australian area.
Now, don't just walk away. Pretending everything's okay and you don't care about me.
It's a great song. It's a great musician.
What year that was?
That was from 2003.
Is this like an English artist or Australian artist?
No. Now, this...
She's got that real, like, the care about me.
She's American. She's from Arizona.
Have you got any idea, Carrie?
I can't think of her name, but I think I know the song title.
Oh, yeah, I know the song. I just don't know the name. I don't know the name of the song, but I know it. Like, I've heard, definitely heard it.
Okay, so you don't know it, but you know it, but you don't know it, right?
I've definitely heard the song. I know the chick's voice. I would have heard more of her music, but I don't know what the song title is.
Okay, Carrie, what is the song title?
Are You Happy Now?
I am happy now, and that is the name of the song. Do you know the artist?
I just said it.
Avril Lavigne.
No.
I can't think of her name.
It's Michelle Branch.
Yeah, I would have never have gotten that in a million fucking years.
Well, that's because you're lame sauce. Carrie gets half.
I'm not lame sauce. I just generally don't listen to people that are named after fucking tree, like limbs.
Lint?
I'm a collection of tiny particles. Thank you very much.
Lim Gannon. There you go.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
All right, that gives Carrie half a point, and the rest of us are pointless, because that's how we roll. Lint, what is your music clip?
This is just a segment from a song that was released in 2002, and if neither of you can get this, I'm going off air and quitting this fucking podcast.
Well, hopefully that does not happen. Son of a bitch.
I know I've heard it.
I know I've heard it. I have no...
Dude, Hellfire knows it. He's all over this
fucking
shit.
Fucking clue. Hellfire, help us out. Help us out, because...
Hellfire, if you want me to stay on this podcast, you've got to give them the answer.
Yeah, you've got to give it to us.
We've got to wait like 30 seconds for you to hear that.
Oh, wait. This is the band that sings like a girl.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Yeah, it's The Darkness. And I said it before. Yeah. I even saw Hellfire screaming it out on the chat room. I believe in a thing called love. Yeah.
Just let them deliver them a hug. Absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And if you watch the video clip for this, it is so tacky and so fucking cheesy that it's brilliant. Like, he's kneeling on a rotating round bed, like in like an open white collared shirt and stuff, and then the guitar just drops from the ceiling into his hands for the solo. It's freaking beautiful.
Yeah, no, it was a funny video. It is a great song, but I tried to get into them, and I just couldn't because they all sounded like that.
I'll keep my opinion to myself because I don't want him storming off and falling into a wall.
Yeah, I don't want Lynn to quit the show, so we're just going to move on to the movie round. Round two, Carrie.
This is from 2013.
Hermes, a little insulted you didn't recognize me.
My feelings might have even been hurt. I wasn't such a self-confident individual. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm killing you.
Now I need the whole
title. Like a sign? Just bought it. Hermes, of course. Check
that
it out.
Process.
State-of-the-art sorting processing and packaging facility.
Putting his face in my mind.
yeah, you should.
It would be the worst thing in the world.
He's like, can I shoot for it?
Collector's item.
Like his, twist the cap I know off. He's like an attractive guy. Short, dark hair.
Yes. He's ruggedly handsome.
Yeah, I know he's a good looking bloke. It's going to kill me when you tell me. I know that I do know. He's right there in front of my face, but I can't pick it. But the only thing I can think of with. Do you not mind if I guess? I'm going to throw a guess out.
Well, I'll say this. Patrick's wrong.
God damn it. No! No.
This all hinges on me. The only hint I really have to go off was the Hermes, and that's Greek. So I'm going to say Percy Jackson.
Yes.
And the... I only know the Lightning Thief. I don't know the second one.
Wrong.
It's the...
Fuck!
It's not the Sea of Monsters, is it?
Yes.
Oh, son of a...
Oh, come on. Can I get half a point for Percy Jackson at least?
No.
Fuck! Who was the actor, by the way?
Nathan Fillion.
That's your boyfriend, isn't it, Kay?
Yes. No, it's my boyfriend.
That's his boyfriend.
Oh, right. He's the guy from... Yeah, him. I know him. Yep.
Firefly.
From fucking Lightning Bug or whatever it is.
Hey.
You might not have to walk off there, Lint. You might get booted.
Oh, Lightning Bug. Jesus Christ.
Have you, I don't know, it was Owl City as a band pretty big over there?
Who?
Owl City.
I have
W-L City.
I have
no. It was a really big song here, and I always had a problem with it, because one of the lines is, I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs, which I always thought was a shit thing to brag about, because that only means that 1 in 10 lightning bugs is willing to hug you.
Ah. So no one gets any points on that?
Nope.
No.
Come on, we got the Percy Jackson. Is that not worth 0.5?
I said the full title.
So don't we get half a point?
No.
God,
because
damn it.
No. My neck for pop culture, it gets broken down into like four things that you can give me for a full point. So if you can give me 1, 2, 3, or 4, you get quarter. Yeah, you know how to do the math.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. This is a movie from 2003. It starred Mark Harmon and Jamie Lee Curtis. That's right.
Oh, yeah, Gibbs.
Yeah, Leroy Jethro Gibbs in the house.
Do you really think that your surliness is the best way for you to get what you want?
I'm sorry, Mom. I really have been stressing in school, and I deserved every single one of those trips to detention. And I'm going to apologize
to
Hank House and Mr. Bates. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I'll try and do better, Mom. I'll really, really try.
All right, what do you want?
To go to this really important audition that we're having tomorrow night that we can never have again at the House of Blues.
An audition? That's great. Tomorrow, you mean after the rehearsal dinner?
Well, during, but...
During, you mean as instead of?
You mean technically?
Anna, I need to talk to you right now.
I think I'm going to pass on that.
All right. Carrie.
That was Mark Harmon. I can't believe that. That's fucking amazing.
No, that was not Mark Harmon.
I didn't even put those two together. No, that wasn't, but he was the stepdad in the movie. That's
okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. Carrie.
Yes.
Do you have any guesses?
Yes.
What is your guess?
Freaky Friday.
God damn it.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
All right. Carrie gets a point on that one, as does Lint. And y'all are already beating me. Lint, what's your movie clip?
My movie is from 1996, and the two main actors, one is possibly one of my favorite people, especially in this role, ever, and the other is one of my least favorite people, especially in this role, ever.
Squirrel break the ice.
Excuse me, miss, are you tired?
I beg your pardon?
Are you tired?
No, why?
Because you've been running through my mind all day.
Excuse me, miss. If you were yogurt, would you be fruit at the bottom or stirred?
Ooh, this is your problem.
I don't even know that I've heard those lines put together in the same in the same sequence.
No?
No. Sorry?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Carrie, when you said that these clips were lame...
Hellfire's on it.
I kind of thought you were talking about yours.
Oh.
But apparently you were talking about Lance.
You can't blame me because you're not cultured.
All right, Hellfire, what you got? He says it's Biodome. Correct. I've never...
It was.
I remember that Pauly Shore was in it, but... That's about it. I never saw
it. You need to take some time out and watch Biodome. It's well fucking worth
really
it.
A really long time since I've seen that movie.
We should watch Biodome.
Yeah. Even Yashi's like, fuck off.
No, like, I literally said, I said you should take some time out and watch Biodome, and I saw Yoshi's head out of the corner of my eye go, yes. Fucking yes.
Then it swings both ways? I don't know, but we do.
All right, Carrie, pop culture.
All right, this is from 2000. I need... It's broken down into four things. If you give me all four, you get full point, and so on and so forth. I'm looking for person, name of song, what song was from, and where this was done.
Oh, Jesus Christ, woman. You're play killing
away.
Me.
Play away.
Times have changed. Our kids are getting worse. They won't obey their parents. They just want to fart and curse. Should we blame the government or blame society? Or should we blame the images on TV? Now, blame Canada! Blame Canada! It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along. Blame Canada! Blame Canada! We need to form a full assault!
I have no fucking clue!
I'm gonna throw down some. So what did you need? You needed the name of the person singing.
Mm-hmm.
What it's off.
Yeah.
What are the other two things?
The name of the song and where this was done.
I'm gonna say Blame Canada.
All right, you get a quarter point.
Okay, Blame Canada, Robin Williams at an awards show. What's the whole thing you need?
Where that song came from. Like
South Park.
I need the full thing, dude. And award show.
Oh, so Robin
credit.
Williams at an award show, South Park. Oh, well, I don't know the difference between fucking Grammy and an Emmy. They both look like dildos. I'm fucking
Well, what's
is
the
Emmy
full...
the TV one or the
What's the full name of the movie?
Bigger, Better and Uncut.
Bigger, Better and Uncut.
South Park, colon, Bigger, Badder, and Uncut.
Don't pander to her being fucking Nazi Stump the Chump person today, all right?
All right, Patrick, you get...
Do I get a...
I'll give Lint the point. Patrick, you get a half
yeah!
point.
Yeah!
It was Robin Williams at the Oscars singing Blame Canada, which was from South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. So I gave you a little bit on that one.
All right, well,
and
thank
now,
you.
If you
thank
can
you,
guess
Carrie.
What my theme, the theme I used in picking these clips, you get a bonus point.
You have a theme to these?
Mm-hmm.
Lover Boy, Sea of Monsters, Robin.
Who was talking in Percy Jackson?
Nathan Fillion.
Okay.
Phalanges.
Oh, geez, fuck you!
So, Lover Boy... Nathan Fillion and that song. What do they all have in common?
Nathan is Duffy's lover boy, and he wants to move to Canada with him, eloping together. Is that the theme?
Any guesses, dear?
They're all Canadian.
There you go. Bingo.
Oh, wow. Okay, then.
So he wouldn't even have to elope with you, Duff. You could just move in with him.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's get on with my pop culture clip. Jesus Christ. This is a video game for the PS2, Xbox, and GameCube from 2003. It was nominated and won several awards.
Paige, she's okay. She's waking up.
Oh, Jade, how are you feeling, Merlin?
I'm fine, Paige. I'm fine. Still no power?
Nope. Now that the shield is on the blitz, we're sitting ducks for every Vorax in the area.
What a pessimisto. Your faithful servant, Secundo, has found the answer to your money problemo.
Secundo, we're stuck here. No hovercraft, no shield.
Oh, fuck me.
Without the power, the account is empty.
Ah, yes. Great times
nope.
Right there.
No fucking clue, but you know what the very start of that sounded like? It sounded like the intro to fucking Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I guess. Except for like the almost Braveheart-ish cello section.
No, but that's like, isn't that the sound? It goes, hi, Barbie. Hi, Ken. And it's like all like lighthearted, fiddly music, and then it goes into the...
Well, it wasn't lighthearted, fiddly music.
I know that
made me lighthearted and fiddly.
Female character's name is Jade.
Yes.
That's all I can remember. And that the dude talking is a pig.
Yes. Named Paige. Or Peege.
And I used to play this.
Talking?
You played the shit out of it. You and Jamie both.
This is PlayStation 2.
Yes.
Right? Oh, and the first Xbox, me. But not Xbox One.
Do we own the game now?
Probably not.
Son of a bitch. We need to get it.
We need to definitely get it, because it's a great game.
I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it.
Do we want to, do...
Hold on, I'm phoning a friend.
He's phoning a friend. Phoning a
friend, okay.
No, I got no idea.
Okay. Beyond Good and Evil.
Oh.
Yeah, I never played that at all, ever.
I used to play it all the time. I couldn't remember the name of it.
Mm-mm-mm.
That was, what, 8 years ago?
Yeah,
9 years ago.
I'd say 8 or 9, yeah, because it was when we lived in Parkville.
Yeah.
PS2, I think that's older than that. I mean, I would have been about 15 when PS2 came out.
Yeah, it was. I think
it's been 12 years.
Yeah, it wasn't an exclusive, as we know, because it was on the Xbox as well, but it was a great, great game. So, I guess that brings us to your pop culture pick, Lint.
Abso-fucking-lutely. All right, for a full point, I need... This is going to be broken down into 0.3.
You guys need to stop it with that shit. You really do.
I at least did it an easy... To compute numbers.
It's going to be, if you get all three correct, you only get 99.99999%. But yeah. If you get all three correct, I'll give you the last digit. All right, so you get a full point. What I need is what it's called and both of the names.
I'm going to guess it's something that never saw the light of day in the U.S., but here we go.
This is a simple question, I suppose, but one that actually is fairly profound for all of us in our lives. What, if anything, would ever change your mind?
Well, the answer to that question is no. No one's ever going to convince me. I would ask Bill the question, what would change your mind?
We would just need one piece of evidence.
Okay, I have a guess. I have a guess.
I have no idea. Yep.
I have a guess. It's Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yes.
That's
33.333%.
How the fuck am I going to do that? I'm just going to give myself half a point for that.
But does it break into three? You can't cut an apple in half and have three parts.
You can if you extract the core. Ha! Lawyer.
And it's not in half. That was not lawyer. That was like Tennessee 1920s black lawyer.
Hellfire in the chat room says he's 2.25 so far, but at a Walmart, he's a solid 9.
Oh, yes, he is.
This is why we love having Hellfire on the chat room. And yeah, if you want to join him, go to rogueintel.com/live every Wednesday and Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
You don't plug in our shit? Do you want to hear the answer?
Yes, I kind of do.
All right, it is the atheism versus Christianity debate. Well, atheism versus creationism is a debate with Bill Nye and Ken Ham, which is Australia's most embarrassing man, second only to Steve Irwin, who's this creationist that lives over with you guys now, and he runs the Creationist Museum. You know, the big Noah's Ark fucking thing? I'm pretty sure that's what he's doing.
So, all right, I have 0.5 points now. So I'm guessing that since there is no third of a point, because I'm not calculating 0.5 and 0.33, I'm just going to say I'm going to get half a point for that, because that's how we really play. And
well, you would have 0.833333.
Yeah, how about we're just going to upgrade that to a 1, and we're going to go into the tiebreaker round.
Okay. Right. I do like my tiebreakers. I will give you that just for the tiebreaker.
Thank you very much, sir. All right, well, let's give the point roll out so far. Carrie's in the lead, 1.5 points, and the two boys of Prime are tied at one. So, Carrie, take us into
Did
the tiebreaker.
Did you just assume my gender?
Did I what?
Jesus Christ.
I said just the boys my of gender. Prime. Don't give me no gender-assuming shit. I called us the boys of Prime.
I had a cup of tea this morning. That makes me gender fluid.
Jesus Christ. Carrie,
it was
take...
chamomile.
Carrie, please help us.
It is... I really wanted to say something, but I'll be nice.
No, you can say
no,
it. You
I'm
can
gonna
say
be,
it.
I'm, no.
You can say no, it. You can
no.
say it.
I've already... No.
You can say
no.
it. No. Say it.
It's,
say
this
it.
This is from
say it.
2016.
Say it.
And it's...
Say it.
Me to
say it.
It,
I'm listening, Carrie. You go ahead.
Say it.
It.
Say it.
It.
Say it.
It.
Oh, God damn it.
Music, 2016.
Oh, that's this year. Right.
Okay, I know what it's from. It's from, actually, something that just happened. Like, literally just happened.
Oh,
is this like an idol thing or an ex?
Oh, god damn it. Hellfire was actually at the concert. How fucking lucky is him?
Well, so, is this the song that was performed this year but was released in an earlier year?
No.
No, this is a brand new song.
It's an old song. It was just recently re-sung.
And it was not at a Prince tribute concert.
Really?
Really.
Fucking, I don't know, Barry Manilow.
I'm going to say Bruce Springsteen.
Yes.
Okay, so it's Bruce Springsteen, and it's a Prince song.
What song?
Purple Rain.
Purple Gaze.
Purple Rain, thank you.
Yes.
Sorry, Purple Rain. But, like, yeah, I don't know if Duff should get the point for Purple Rain, because it's the only fucking song anyone knows, and it's been plastered everywhere since he carved it.
No. I am a fan of the entire album, including Darling Nikki.
Oh, everybody says that when someone fucking dies.
I love the whole
no,
album.
No, trust me, I got him in the...
We've watched Prince. The movie oh, okay. several times together.
There's a movie?
Oh, my God!
Is it just one title, or was it formerly known as something else?
No, it's just called Purple Rain.
Okay.
It's a great, great film. Ask Hellfire, I'm sure he knows. Because he's learned and all.
Learned.
Yes.
All right, we'll move on. I got nothing for that. What, okay. Do I get half point for Purple Rain?
You said Purple Gaze.
Yeah, because you gaze out into the rain. That's what rain's for, is to look at.
Jesus Christ. Well, whatever. All right.
No.
All right. So, Lint gets...
Patrick's losing this time, so he's all like, I don't care what happens. Fuck yeah.
No, I'm actually in the lead right now.
I thought you had like 0.5 of a point.
I had 1 point, thank you very much, and I just got another point because I got Bruce Springsteen and Purple Rain.
Oh, so yeah. You had 2 points.
Yeah, and see, Hellfire even said, great film. He knew about it, so maybe you should get with the times. Ha, 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 ha.
Fuck the times.
If you would have actually seen that movie, that would have been a hilarious joke. All right.
Has it got something to do with Time Magazine?
No, it does not.
Okay.
But the Time Sucked Ass does kind of fit with it. All right, let's move on. This is post-punk from the year 2000. This was an album track. Carrie, I know I've played it for you. Let's see if we can get who it is.
Been sitting here, have another beer. I'm drunk, but I want some anyway. Too numb to know that I'm happy. Without you, I'm better off. Stuck in hell, same old game we
Yeah, it's a great song. It's a great song. And I'll actually give you guys a freebie. That was the mellow version of this song. All right. Any takers and guesses?
Didn't help at all.
Okay, Carrie, do you have any guesses on... I guess we could start with the song.
Yes.
Okay, shoot.
Anyway.
Yes, it is Anyway. Do you know the band?
The chick that was singing? Or the second one you played?
Well, the chick was a... there's a bonus point involved, I will tell you that. But no one, like not even me, would get this. Except for the fact that I'm looking at the answer right here, because it's my clip. No, the band that did the original version, the band that did the music and lyrics for the mellow version, which I played first, and the band that was involved in last week's Stump the Chump game.
Can you actually say that to where it makes sense?
No. No.
Didn't think so.
Well, I'm not inside your head, so that made no sense. I can't
answer. I want the name of the band is the same between the first version and the second version.
See, that's all you had to say.
And it's also the same band that was recently on Stump the Chump last week. Just different song.
As your tiebreaker, or it was your music?
I'm not saying.
Oh, you fucking suck. That dynamite thing.
You're guessing.
Dynamite.
I don't remember last week's Stump the Chump.
Dynamite.
Dude, just give it up. You got half a point on that one.
Which dude? Me? I didn't.
Hack. Dynamite hack. Ha. And what?
All right, I will give you a bonus 5 points if you can tell me who was singing the mellow version.
I don't even remember her voice at this point.
Okay.
Fucking no, Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, no, that wasn't it. No, it's Emily Moore. Let's move on. Emily Moore.
Who is that?
She's the chick that was singing the mellow version of the song. She was friends with the band.
Slightly larger than Emily Less.
Exactly. All right, Lint, moving on. Let's kill this game with a little bit of fury. Let's do your tiebreaker, please.
Okay. Fury? You're asking for fury. Let's go. Fury, explosions, babies, exploding babies. All will be next week on Prime 2. All right, so this is from 2012 to 2014, I believe this was... watchable.
What about the people? Why is America
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer.
You're saying
yes.
Let's talk about
fine. Sharon, the NEA is a loser. Yeah, it accounts for a penny out of our paycheck, but he gets to hit you with it anytime he wants. It doesn't cost money. It costs votes. It costs airtime and column inches. You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose. If liberals are so fucking smart, how come they lose so goddamn always?
Hey, and with a
I know who that was. I'm pretty sure.
For half a point, could you give me his, like, probably biggest movie?
Yeah, I can, actually.
Co-starred with, like, another really famous guy.
Yeah, I can. Religious.
Oh, I wasn't thinking that, but maybe.
Is it Bill Maher?
What? No.
Oh, fuck me. All right, never mind.
Carrie, you gonna have a guess?
No.
Okay, so it was The Newsroom. And that was Jeff Daniels.
Oh, wow, okay.
Talking. From Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, from Dumb and Dumber fame. All right. All right.
I think it's kind of hard to pick him being very serious.
Yeah, no, and that was very, very, very serious.
But I'll send you that whole clip. I'll link it to you because it's totally worth watching. He just slams your beloved country so hard.
Yeah, sure, definitely. All right, well, shit, that kind of makes me the chump this week. Carrie, and Lint tied for 2.5 points. Carrie against my better judgment, because she should have only gotten half a point, because I pretty much handed her the tiebreaker. But I digress.
That was your decision, dumbass.
And then, of course, me with 2 points. So that was tonight's game. That's all we got.
And save your jackholeness for private time.
Wow. She just went there.
Unless you want to charge your phone.
Call back. All right. Well, you know, I don't even know that we can do much more for the show tonight. I
got to pee so bad, so I'm cool to can it.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you all for coming out. Hellfire in the chat room, Mama B in the chat room. It's always glad to have you guys as regulars. And everyone in the Periscope studio cam, yay, thank you. We are going to head out of here for tonight, guys. You've been listening to the Prime Podcast here on Rogue Intel. To subscribe, listen, or interact, go to theprimepod.com. I'm done. That's all I got. I'm tired, man.
Later, taters.
Bye, guys. Check you later.
Have a good pee.
Ear holes ready for some prime post roll.
What are you all grumped up about?
I'm not, I'm just tired.
From what? You act like you do anything.
Fuck you, I work my
you
ass.
You sleep until
5:30
hours of the day.
Yeah, I sleep until 5:30 in the morning. Oh, God forbid.
God, you like sleep the day away.
And then I work all day. I get off at 4, and then I get home around 5.
Yeah, I work. I get up the ass crack of dawn, pack lunches, go to work, come home, if I haven't had to stop at the grocery store, come home, and make dinner.
Well, I thank you for it. You are a trooper, and we love you.
Yeah, blame me.
All right, I need a drink after that one.
Does that mean it's break time?
Well, it means you could really quickly go on to the last one we've got.
Jesus Christ, work me to death, why don't you? I'm like the only one here doing anything. Well, if you both would shut up and let me do this now, then we could go to break and go on to bigger and better things.
Like Stump the Chump. Yeah. Sorry.
I knew that was coming.
All right, 3, 2.
No, I don't want to do it now.
Oh, Carrie, we're sorry.
Are you two going to be quiet?
Yes.
Behave yourselves?
Yes.
Yes. The Oxford English Dictionary. I'm not sure about the Macquarie because I didn't say anything here and I didn't do any research. So.
Every consummate news person there.
I know, I'd fail as an anchor.
You'd be like, back to you, Duff.
There's some shit happening somewhere. Back to you.
And now to Lint with sports. Yep, there's a ball and shit. Back to you, Duff. There's a ball and some dude in tiny shorts hugging another guy. Back to you, Duff.
And now to Lint for the weather.
It's raining sideways.